Questions for Sam?
Sam, you took a pretty good shot there at the end of the first half, it looked like. What was the evaluation then, and then how were you able to come out again for the second half as well?
Yeah, just took a shot to the ribs, and I think it kind of knocked the wind out of me. And, you know, they were a little sore, but, just came in at halftime, and I think just the time, to kind of take a deep breath. After that, they were really a non-factor.
Did you get x-rays or anything?
No.
Do you plan to, an MRI or something?
Not at the moment.
It seemed like you were running around well. There was the run and then also just some scrambling around in the second half. Do you feel like you're going to be okay, or is that maybe adrenaline talking in the second half?
As far as what?
For your ribs, do you think that it's a non-factor going forward, or was it just maybe,
They feel pretty good right now. I'm sure, tomorrow, like any game, I'll be sore. But, I think obviously with the extra rest and, the extra couple days before next Sunday, I think that'll help.
Sam, on a 2-point, did you think you were going to get a call there with the shot to the face mask?
I was hoping to, but it didn't happen, so that's how it goes.
How did the false start call affect what kind of play that you could call there from the 7-yard line?
Yeah, obviously we prefer to have it on the 2. We really like the call that we had, when we had it there. And then obviously, getting back to up to 7, I still feel like we had a good call, but, it obviously makes it a little more challenging.
Sam, did they give you an explanation on that face mask as to why they didn't call it?
He told me that I did not get hit in the face mask. So,
are you fairly certain you got hit in the face mask?
I mean, I saw the replay, but I'd probably have to look at it a little bit closer. I mean, I just caught a glimpse of it, but.
Would you like to see a play like that be reviewable?
That is way above my pay grade, and I'm glad that I'm not the one who has to make those decisions.
Sam, how frustrating was it there to have to settle for field goals and kind of have some of the self-inflicted mistakes that cost you points and not get touchdowns?
That's probably the difference in that game. I thought we moved the ball well at times tonight, but, we just continue to shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties, especially in the red zone. And, it's something that we talk about each week, No penalties, no negative plays, no sacks when you're in the red zone. It's a crucial area. We know when we get down there, we've just got to score touchdowns and not field goals. And, it came back to bite us tonight.
What was it like to hear that Zimmer wouldn't be here tonight? And how did you first hear about that?
It was pretty tough. He obviously came by the hotel this morning and told the team. And, obviously I think Coach Zimmer just means the world to our locker room. I have a lot of respect for him just in the 12 weeks that I've been here. He's awesome. And, for him to not be here, I think it was probably, tougher on him to miss this game, than it was for us. And it would have been nice to go out there and win this one for him with him watching at home tonight.
What was his message to the team?
It was pretty short, but, he just wanted to let us know that, he wasn't going to be able to be here with us tonight. And, if there were any possible way that he could be, that, he would be here. And I think we all know that. And, just go out there and play hard.
You had a focus. You wanted to get the ball thrown a little deeper in this game, and you just missed on a few of those. What was different in your offense today?
I think the opportunities just presented themselves to take some of those shots. It's really some of the same play calls that we've made in the past. We just saw some more one-on-ones outside, some more single high, and, try to take advantage. And, we missed a few of them. And, it'd be nice if, we could have a few of those back and make some of those plays.
And you moved a lot more in the pocket or outside the pocket today, too. Was that a focus of yours that you wanted to take it outside more and run a bit?
No, I think it's just something that kind of happened during the course of the game.
Sam, what do you say to Adam Thielen? He was just saying he feels like he let the whole team down, and he's really frustrated, but he's made some tremendous plays, too. What would you say to him?
Yeah, there's not one play that decides a game. It's 60 minutes, and it's 60 minutes for a reason. There was a lot of football played tonight, and I know that he's going to take some of that blame, but there's no reason for him to do that. When something like that happens, when anyone on our team makes a mistake, it's the job of everyone else to pick it up, and find a way to make up for that.
Sam, is this the most you've been hit in a season? I mean, not just sacks, but just taking hits in general?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know really what the numbers are or what it is, but I don't know.
How does your body feel compared to other seasons, 10 or 11 games in?
It actually feels really good right now, to be honest with you. I really haven't taken that many big shots, especially the past couple weeks. And so right now, to have played 12 games, I think my body feels really good.
Emotionally and physically, 10 days off, a good time for it to happen?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously it's been, a tough stretch for us here. And, I think there's still a lot ahead of us, but obviously there's a lot of improvements that we have to make, a lot of corrections that have to be made. And, hopefully, after this break, and we can kind of get away, regroup, come back, focus, and finish the season strong the way we know we can.
Sam, did you know pretty early on at halftime that you would come back and how you felt?
Yeah.
A couple more for Sam.
What was, for you personally, what was the emotion like after, not being able to come through, but coming so close against a team with such a great record this season?
Still pretty disappointing to lose.
Thanks.